Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Messy Magic. I'm your host, Nadee Guy, and I'm coming to you tonight. It's 8:44 p.m. as I'm pressing record on a Saturday night. My five-year-old is fast asleep, and this is what I do with my Saturday nights. Not every Saturday night. Sometimes I'm asleep by now, to be honest, but I am coming to you with a topic that I really wanted to chat about this week, and it's all about nature and how, like, the benefits of tapping into nature and reconnecting with nature, how to do that, why to do that. I mean, to be honest, you probably already have some kind of a connection with a feeling that you get when you're in natural surroundings, but I want to put a little bit of clarity around why that might be the case, why you might feel connected with nature, and how you might be able to bring some of the benefits of nature to your daily life, even if you're not able to get out into nature, or go on a walk, or go to the beach, or whatever. Every day. I've got some tips for you around that. Nature is a topic that is really close to my heart, and I've always been fascinated by, comfortable in, just infatuated with nature in all its beautiful forms. And I try and get exposure, immerse myself in nature as often as I can. And so that's one of the reasons that my newest program is all about getting back to nature. And that's actually the title of my new program. And so I wanted to tell you a little bit more about that before I jump into today's topic, because the program, which I've just started offering, and it'll be available for the next couple of weeks if you're interested. It's called Back to Nature, and it's all about reconnecting with your nature as a human being, as an animal on this gorgeous planet, and also your inner nature, your inner truth, your North Star, your authenticity. So it's reconnecting with that, and it's also reconnecting with the nature out there, you know, with the beautiful sky, the trees, the ocean, and the feeling that you get when you step into nature. So I'm really excited about it. It's a beautiful 12-week experience. It's a one-to-one coaching program where you receive 9 one-to-one coaching sessions, including an initial setup where we talk about your desired goal for the program. So there's 9 sessions plus 3 weeks of integration in between. And it also includes in between session text support. So you get text access to me. And I feel like this is something that I wanted to offer because, as someone who has received coaching, I know sometimes when you're in the middle of a program or a series, something might come up in everyday life and you just want to pass it by someone, or you want to bounce it off someone. And I think having a coach is such a beautiful way to do that, because it's really an ally for you. So having text support in between sessions is something that I wanted to provide. There'll also be a private podcast which talks all about human nature and all the ways that we are deeply connected with nature. So it's all about inspiration and information. Then there'll be nature homework, which will help you connect more deeply with nature, as well as journal prompts to get you thinking. If there's anything in particular that you need to dig into more in your own time, there'll be journal prompts. I love journaling, big fan, and other resources to kind of round out the program. So I'm super excited about it. And if you're interested, if this is something that sounds like you, if you're feeling like you live in your head a lot and you want to reconnect with your body, if you feel like, you know, maybe you've lost track a little bit of what you want in your life, what your inner voice is saying or would like to say if you were able to tap into it. If you would like to experience some body-based coaching, some somatic coaching where it's all about tapping into your inner world and truly like the inner essence, the aliveness that is you, and then integrating into that, into your everyday life. It's all about building self-awareness, deepening self-trust, building self-confidence, and really becoming more of who you are deep down. And I would be honored to guide you through the experience. I would love to talk to you more about it if you're interested. You can hop on my website to find out more and to, there's a questionnaire to fill out and then to book a call with me. You just go to nadiguy.co/nature. And I'll put the link into the show notes so it's easy to jump on there if you're interested. And so today's podcast topic is all about nature and is inspired by that program and an experience that I've had over the past couple of days. So I made a trip to Brisbane over the past few days for an annual medical appointment that I have up there, and it involves sitting in a waiting room over the course of an afternoon. I was there for about 4 hours. It's in and out of examinations and procedures and seeing doctors and things, so there's a lot of time spent in the waiting room. And I really wanted to be intentional about how I spent that time, because I just didn't want to be on my, I had my laptop with me and I had my, obviously my phone and my, I had a notebook, but I didn't want to spend the whole time on screens. And so I ended up moving from where I was sitting in the waiting room towards like a kind of around the corner in a separate part of the waiting room, which had a huge, big open windows looking out into trees in one part. And then there was another part that kind of looked out into a courtyard that had some beautiful trees out there as well. And so I actually spent a lot of time just staring out the window, which might sound boring. It might sound frustrating. And in some ways it was, but that was also part of the magic of it, because what happened was I went from kind of feeling a bit scattered in my mind and a little bit, I don't know, just mind heavy. You know what it's like when you're in your brain all the time, like you're overthinking things or your mind is jumping from one thing to the next, or you're on a screen and you're kind of taking in information and you're not really taking a lot of time to process or to be present. So I spent a lot of time in the waiting room just trying to be present and deliberately picked windows that had views of nature so that I could watch things like the leaves moving in the trees and the light as it changed. And what I noticed was really beautifully was in the time that I was there, because it was a few hours over the course of the afternoon, the light changed. Like I'd go away for a part of my appointment and I would come back and the light would be different. And it kind of just captured my imagination, my fascination. And it was a really lovely way to slow my brain down, to be in my body and to feel calmer and to feel present, like I was there in life, you know. I felt like it was soothing for my nervous system. It was easier on my eyes. I honestly felt a difference when I was looking out the window to when I was looking at my phone or at my even at my notebook. It was giving my brain a break. And I had this also this thought that was kind of reassuring, because this particular appointment, it could have had a number of outcomes, results. You know, whenever you go for a medical appointment, news could go a number of ways. And so for me, it was, I don't know, just looking out into nature was kind of reassuring, because nature is just there doing its thing day in, day out, changing with the seasons, but continuing to be there. It's not worrying about anything. It's not stressing. It's still there. It's kind of hard to explain, but I just felt this reassurance that nature will still be there. This view will still be there no matter what happens. And so I feel like we as a society and culturally, many of us have kind of lost that connection with nature. And, you know, most of the people, other people in the waiting room, there was a lot of people on phones, a lot of people watching the TV that was in the waiting room. There was this movie on, it was like daytime TV, and it was this midday movie, and it was terrible, and I just refused to watch it. some people reading magazines, but I really enjoyed just kind of intentionally taking that break and giving my system that break and connecting with nature. And I feel like it's something that we can really all benefit from. And so I'm also reading this book at the moment, The Nature Fix by Florence Williams, which is so amazing. If you have any interest in how nature can help with health and wellness and mental health, it's a really, really well-researched, well-written book. It's a few years old now, but it really highlights, there's been so many studies done, and I took a few notes to share with you, because I think that we kind of have this inner understanding that like we're connected with nature, that nature makes us feel better. For many of us, not for all of us, like some people don't feel comfortable in nature, don't love it, aren't relaxed by it. And that's fine. Like, it's not for everyone, but I feel like a lot of us have this kind of innate understanding that it's good for us without knowing necessarily why or how. And the book really illustrates all these studies that have been done and have proven that things like walking in the forest or having a view of nature from a window, sometimes even in a picture, sounds of nature, smells, all these different things have so many health benefits. Some of them include reducing cortisol, so helping with stress. They decrease blood pressure, decrease heart rate. Mentally, they can increase, like nature can increase your mood, lower anxiety. It's been shown to boost white blood cells. So it actually has a positive impact on immunity and health. Spending time in nature also boosts focus and the ability to have deeper thoughts. In some countries around the world, I know Korea is one of them, I think Japan is another one, have recognized the benefits of having people exposed to nature on a regular basis and are actually investing in things like healing forests and complexes because of the wellness benefits. Because, you know, when people are well, obviously that's better for the economy. There's not so much strain on the medical system. And so I think that's really telling that some countries around the world are saying, recognizing that this is so important, so impactful, that they're investing in it. And I think that is so beautiful. And so with that, I wanted to share a few ways that you might be able to have a bit of a connection with nature on a daily basis or in your everyday life. I really noticed, as I said in the waiting room, that was one kind of impact for me. But then on my drive, I also noticed on the way up there, it was like a 3.5 hour drive, and the way back today, I really noticed the views out my car window going past forests and paddocks and hills and grassy meadows, and it was actually really more noticeable on the way home when I was leaving the city. And I just noticed, like, as I left the urban kind of landscape and melted more into the green landscapes with the hills and the trees and the grasses and the beautiful blue sky, I just felt more relaxed. My shoulders dropped and I felt more at home. And so that's one of the tips I had, was to, if you're driving or if you're traveling around, just to pay more attention to those natural landscapes. And if you're in an urban environment, you can still do it. But it's just paying attention to things like trees that you might be going past, or if you're walking, it might be weeds in the cracks of the pavement, and just allowing your attention to linger there for a little bit longer than you ordinarily might, and sort of starting to build a habit of connecting with nature, even on that micro level. So that's one tip. And kind of in a similar way, and this might be either as you're moving or just during the day, if you're able to make some time to contemplate, like to sit and to watch like a leaf or a flower or a bee or a bird or a cloud or a star, just taking and making time to pause and to be with an element of nature can really help to kind of ground your energy and tap into some of those other benefits that I mentioned before: lowering blood pressure, lowering stress levels, improving focus and attention and deep thought. If you can, like one of the studies, like they have shown that even if you're viewing nature on a screen or if it's in an artwork, like, you know, it's not real nature in front of you, it's virtual nature of some kind, that can have benefits as well. So if you can, maybe choosing a nature vista or a scene or something for your like phone background or your desktop background on your computer. Exercising in nature can be really good as well. Like walking has been shown to have such massive benefits, health benefits, but also mental health benefits. So if you can combine a walk or other kinds of exercise with nature, it's kind of a double whammy. I like to walk in nature as often as I can, and it hasn't actually been as frequent as I would like lately, so I need to get back into that. But yeah, just making a plan to exercise in nature as often as you can. You can also listen to nature sounds, and there's ways of doing that. There's actually podcasts. Like I've found podcasts that are just sounds of nature, different scenes in different parts of the world, which are really cool. You might try Spotify for nature sounds. Insight Timer, maybe. I haven't actually looked into that, but I imagine there would be some tracks on Insight Timer, which I've linked to in the past, and I'll include it again in the notes. But yeah, nature sounds there. And then also I did a podcast earlier this year, I think it was. Or was it last year? Anyway, I was out walking and I just recorded what was going on around me. And I've included that as a separate track that's just nature. It doesn't have me talking at all. So that's another one that you can check out if you're interested. And finally, my last tip is to bring some nature into your home or your office through things like plants, flowers, even bits and pieces that you collect from nature. My 5-year-old is notorious for collecting shells and rocks and sticks and bits of bark. And he's always bringing them home. And on the one hand, it's kind of annoying and we have all this stuff around our house. But on the other hand, right now, as I record this, I'm looking at a little dish that I have under my computer of shells and a couple of seed pods that he's picked up. And it's actually really nice to have that element of nature here with me. So if you don't have a little bowerbird child, maybe you could go on a little foraging expedition of your own and find some bits of nature to bring home. Just make sure they don't have any insects or bugs in them that will come out at the worst times. That's it. That's all I've got for you today. I know my podcast episodes are getting a bit longer. This one's 22 minutes so far. So thank you for bearing with me. I hope that these topics are valuable for you. If you are enjoying the show, I'd love to invite you to subscribe or follow the show so that you don't miss episodes. I'm trying to do them weekly now, even if they don't come out on the same day every week. So I hope they offer a little bit of inspiration, some practical tips for everyday life. And again, I'd love to invite you, if you're interested, to check out my Back to Nature program, nadiguy.co/nature. I would love to even just have a chat with you if it's something that you're curious about. Feel free to jump on the website and fill out the questionnaire and then book a call in my calendar, just for a casual chat to see what you're interested in. You can ask me whatever questions you have. Of course, you can also feel free to jump onto Instagram and send me a DM over there. It's my handle over there is _messymagic. I'd welcome a conversation there too. So I hope that you have a beautiful week ahead. Don't forget you can subscribe to my emails. I'm sending out a weekly newsletter now as well, which is filled with bits and pieces from the week, things that I'm learning and sharing and what's going on in my life, as well as links to the stuff I've been up to lately. And you can join that at the website as well, nadiguy.co, and then just go to the footer and you'll see the email sign up form. Or let me know on Instagram and I'll add you to the list. So I will let you go, but I hope you're having a beautiful day so far, and I'll talk to you again soon. Have a magical day.